Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Knee Slapping K-Pop Podcast. I am Kayla, and today I am here with Sammy.
Hello.
And today, so we are here to do a retrospective on Island. The first yes. time, not the last that I'm ever talking about Island, because I have now watched it pretty recently, about like 2 weeks
or 2 ago. She swore she wasn't gonna do it, yeah. And yet she has.
So the reason I've watched it is because I'm working on something for a future episode that we'll see by the end of the year. But Island, like, sort of just is, I was like, we have all of this content on Island, and I don't mind watching survival shows if I'm watching them, like, retrospectively, because I already know how they ended and who's in the group and whatnot, so I don't
You only want to care about the, like, people that make it in the group, not everyone else that to be sad.
I, like, already know who is gonna be there, so, like, I don't emotionally invest into anyone I know who isn't gonna make it. So it's, like, watching them after they're already finished is, like, the way to go for me. So, and I actually enjoy survival shows a lot if I watch them that way, so here we are.
I don't think I need more content about me talking about Island.
No, you There's definitely multiple don't.
Multiple episodes, but yet I will continue to talk about this show because it is the only one that I have watched while airing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I have lied about a lot of things I swore never to do, and I break that promise a lot to myself, but
yes.
I will not watch another survival show as it airs.
No,
this
I
emotionally
don't.
Destroyed me. I am far too invested in the careers of two. Luckily, I never watched a Produce, because I can only imagine me caring about 100 people.
Oh, that was Produce is a terrible.
I've had 23 people, and I felt overwhelmed.
Having watched multiple seasons of Produce while they aired, I can tell you that that's a bad idea, and this is why I only watch them on a retrospective now.
Yep. So, I care a lot about all of these boys,
mm-hmm.
even though, looking back, there's a lot of them I do not remember that well, but if I see them again,
right.
I will be very happy
And it's
happy
funny because
them.
There is only 23 of them here, which is a lot less than a lot of most survival shows have on them to begin with.
Yes.
Which does make it easier in a way.
Yes.
You'll notice that Dan is not here.
Yes, I was about to say, you'll notice that the, my original co-host
for Island,
the Island cast is not here.
Yep.
Kayla, you requested me
requested,
and me alone,
yes.
Why?
Because Dan was pretty much insufferable while watching Island, and I'm like, I don't think I can handle Dan's level of Island fandom at all, like, ever again in my life, so I'm just like, can we
you
not?
You never dealt with it. That I was don't. Only me by myself.
And I'm just like, it was so bad. It was like, could not talk to him the entire time that show was airing, because it was the only thing he talked about, and I'm like, I don't need to bring
you
this.
You pawned him off on me.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, we can't bring this back up, because me and Lucas were watching Island, and me and Lucas, every time we were in a voice call, we're just like, Dan, can you please shut up? Like, it's like, there is more to life than Island.
I was not allowed to talk to my friends for months.
No, because you had to talk because you had to talk to Dan, because that's all Dan wanted to talk
Why
about.
Why did I need to talk to Dan?
Because you're the only one watching it, and that was all we would talk about.
Fine.
We at least made content out of it, if, like, that's anything, but
we
there was
so
also hours of conversations with that, like, didn't
that
even make
we're
it
just
to
not
air.
Recorded.
Yeah.
No, I think I once calculated out, I think we have 6 hours of Island content,
mm-hmm.
and that is maybe a fourth of the amount of time Dan and I talked about this show.
Yeah.
Those flashcards that we made, which, if anybody hasn't seen those episodes, Dan made flashcards so we could learn all 23 people.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing, I'm not about that, learning all
no.
of them.
No, I didn't, because I'm terrible at names, and I don't know names of groups I actively enjoy.
This is
but
true.
But I do know all of Enhypen because of this show.
Yes.
Love Enhypen.
So Dan doesn't know we're even recording this episode. We put it on the podcast schedule, but I don't think he looked at it.
We have a podcast schedule through to the end of the year. We are very, very
yes.
well, and I think we've told him, like, this is exists.
Yep.
But no one else cares about it but us.
No, so surprise, Dan. We're doing an
Island
episode without you. I don't think I never told him that I watched the show, so.
No. So, for people that don't know what Island is, if you've lived under a rock or you're a baby K-pop fan that got in here, like, 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, like,
hi,
yesterday.
Welcome.
Hello. Welcome to
Island.
Island
was an Mnet show between CJ E&M and Big Hit, where they created the group Enhypen under B-Lift labs. No, B-lift labels?
Who fucking knows? I don't know.
Who knows? Between all the labs and the labels and the entertainment agency, Hybe confuses me.
It's the big hit CJ E&M
group.
Group, yes. That's
group of B-lift. Seven sweet boys. And so this is the fabulous one with the cube.
Mm-hmm.
The fancy cube.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kayla, what were your overall thoughts on this? Let's start there.
Yeah,
on the show before we get into the minutia of everything?
This was honestly one of the least enjoyable survival shows I've ever watched. Like, it was not fun. I didn't enjoy, like, really most of it. It was not that fun. And I think that's my main problem with it, is that the way it was presented was so sad and depressing.
It's very sad.
And I think the fact of it being filmed in COVID and they were literally alone in this, like, very depressing concrete cube and, like, not getting minimal interaction with
human
anyone else, it was just so depressing. And it's, like, the way that the show was edited and presented was also, like, very depressing. It was really, like, not fun. Because I watch survival shows mainly for the fun element, and, you know, you get all
you don't
the,
watch
like,
for the performances, you watch for the fun behind the scenes. Hey, we're gonna have an arm wrestling match,
and it's like,
or some shit.
I do, and it's like, performances are nice, and the performances were fun and everything. That's also, like, I enjoyed that aspect of it. And, like, of course you get, like, the drama and everything with every survival show, but you do get a lot of, like, fun, cute moments between trainees, too, and that's the stuff that I really like seeing. And there was almost none of that in Island, so...
This show was entirely about, let's put them in this very fancy big cube, but also let's isolate them entirely because it's COVID, so they can't really go anywhere.
No.
And they, let's also have no instruction at all for them.
I think that also does it because
they
learn
their
judges,
dances through an iPad.
The judges and mentors, I think, are a big part of any survival show. And the fact that they were literally given an iPad and, like, told to do it, and then every once in a while, like, a big hit producer or, like, Ray or Zico would come in and give some feedback. It was, like, not really the same.
No, they were... Yeah. So, overall, you did not have fun.
I didn't love
for
it.
For me, honestly, and this is, like, maybe an unhealthy way of thinking about these sweet boys, a lot of times with the survival shows, I watch them, and especially if it's in retrospect, I've never had the chance to watch them as they air. So maybe I would feel this way about other groups that perform on survival shows.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, the fact that it was so depressing and that I felt so sad for them made me care so much about those sweet boys. I cared a lot.
Yeah.
I was like, I got genuinely, like, so sad for them when they would lose.
Oh.
And I'm like, I felt so, and I never really felt that in other survival shows, which I can't tell if it's because this was such a depressing show.
Yeah.
Or if it was because I'm watching this week to week.
Right,
and, like,
right.
My heart is being devastated in real time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you watch our Island content before, our very continued criticism is, one, Zico and Rain are doing nothing.
Terrible.
Rain marginally doing more than Zico,
terrible.
In that I don't think Zico's
the
doing
two of them are
anything.
Terrible.
Both of them are not helpful at all.
No, and it's,
but
like, Rain is, like... I mean, I think he's giving good, like, a more, like, sort of mentoring advice, but I
yes.
don't think I would take any type of, like, rapping or singing advice from Rain, seriously.
The thing with that is that Rain is giving advice that is somewhat useful. Zico, unfortunately, this show does not actually have a rap challenge.
No.
Or do they ever really need to rap?
No.
So Zico's advice is entirely useless, because Zico doesn't really dance and Zico doesn't sing.
No, he does
so,
not.
So, like, his, the rest of... All of the skills that they require, Zico cannot assist with. Which is unfortunate. But
it
also,
unfortunate.
I like the fact that this was just priming us for Zico to go to Hybe Labels.
I know. It was like,
this
they
was
got.
Before.
It was like, he's getting like one foot in the door of like, well, do this big hit survival show. And then they were like, hey, do you want to like sell your company to us?
Like, you want to come over? Like, you want to stay?
Yeah.
Did you have a good time?
Uh huh.
Okay.
And I was there. Now he's in Hybe.
Now it's Hybe.
Mm hmm.
So,
I think the way that I watch survival shows now is a lot differently than you do, like, getting invested into, like, the actual people, and I also do think it is easier to invest yourself into the trainees if you're watching it while it airs, because that's what I did when I was watching Produce Season 2 and Produce 48. It's a lot easier to do that for that, but
I don't care.
I'm, like, on a sort of a mission just to, like, watch survival shows, and I enjoy seeing sort of the different formats.
You like
them,
interaction.
And everything else around it, I am not watching them to learn people at all, is where
again,
I'm at now. So
the thing with this show, and it's a very interesting, because we can also talk about the format of the show. Yeah. The format of this show was that, so you have 23 people.
Mm-hmm.
12 of them could go into, quote-unquote, the island, which is the cube,
mm-hmm.
and then, 11? Yes,
yep,
11. That's how math works.
Yep.
11 of them, which, again, I like the fact that it was 23, not 24, so that we
I know,
could make
it's
it
like,
even.
I guess maybe they had, I think they probably planned to have 24, and then someone dropped out last minute, as what happens with every survival show that airs.
True, and they just didn't, and they just happened to be able to not announce the person.
Yeah,
they were just like,
yeah
no, it's 23.
Yep.
23,
that's
fine.
That's fine. We don't need to talk about it.
We don't need to talk about it. So then 11 go to ground, and then it's sort of this thing of, like, as the island team does missions, like, you go, you can get up and down entirely based on, for the first round, a lot of it is based on production.
Yeah.
Like, production will bump people up and down, and your fellow contestants,
mm-hmm.
which is cruel.
And the thing,
so
that, the thing that sucks for the ground is, like, so this is, like, the format of having, like, island and ground. Is very similar to how TWICE's show 16 was set up, where they had the major group and the minor group, and the difference between that is, like, the major group got, like, the more preferable, like, sort of sleeping practice schedule, and then the minor group got the worst one, because they were on, like, 12-hour things, and so they were kind of, like, on, like, a opposite day-night
schedule. And the
schedules.
Thing with Ground is I believe Ground did not stay in their little ground
no,
room. Ground
they
was
commuted.
Staying in their dorms.
They commuted every time,
forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing that sucked for the Ground, because at least in the TWICE show, like, they were all given the same missions, they just had different times and things available to practice. The Ground, like, basically didn't get to do anything. And the
no.
Moving into Island
was
debating on whether or not, like, how bad the people in Island failed the mission determines
yes.
how many people from the ground
got
moved up
to
Island.
Back.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, because what a lot of times what you find is that, like, the majority of the people that ended up winning this show never went to ground. A lot of them did.
Yeah.
Like, people like, Nikki was down there
ground.
For a little bit. Jay was down there. Jake was down
yeah.
there. I believe.
Sonu was down
there.
There, yeah.
Sonu started there. And, like, a bunch of people kept bouncing
yeah,
back and
but
forth.
But I think Hee-sung and Jungwon.
Hee-sung, Jungwon, and
Sung-hoon. Never moved from Island, yeah.
They were always up there. They never had to go to ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a decent amount of the people that end up winning the show.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it was just people that, like, I know Jay and Nikki, I think, only went down once, and then they came back the next week because they, you know, you work hard and you come back.
Right.
There are people that are teetering on the edge, things like that. But for the most part, for those first, I believe it's, like, the first couple missions. I think it's, like, the first three, right?
I think so. The first, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, I think it's, like, the first three missions, like, you're bouncing back and forth, and then by the end, they do,
There's, like, so it's kind of, Island is kind of split into two halves.
Yes.
The first half is this Island and ground thing, and then at the halfway point, they eliminate 11 people, and then they only have 12, and then those 12 are permanently in Island.
Yeah, and the way they did it was interesting. So, the first time you go, you have this entry performance.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, you come up, and a lot of them are in teams. I don't entirely know how the teams
were put
together.
I think it was just, like, pretty arbitrarily determined. Like, I don't think there was any real, like,
yeah, because some of them did it. Because, for example, like, Kay and Taki and Hee-sung were solo.
Yeah.
Like, they did solo performances, but, like, Sung-hoon and Jay were together. You had, like, and then sometimes it was three people.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, I think, it was pretty arbitrary. Like, it was, like, Sunu, Youngbin, and Jake were together, which is, and so the people that decided who got into Island, who got into ground that first time was entirely based on the other contestants voting to see if you were good.
Yeah.
And that is, like, your first.
The kind of voting was, is, like, you literally had to raise your hand. Like, it was not,
like,
secret voting.
It's not anonymous,
like, everyone
voting.
Knew.
Everyone knew. And, like, because the first thing was that, like, too many people got into Island, because technically
mm-hmm.
only 12 people were supposed to get in. They voted, like, they leave, like, 14.
Mm-hmm.
So afterward, they had to vote three people out.
Yeah.
Which was, like, also cruel.
Oh, so cruel. Because
they got to go in, see
the
whole place,
building,
take
and then
a tour.
Immediately,
and then
you
like,
gotta
get
leave.
Out. It's like, you gotta go.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting.
And it's this, like, whole system of them voting for each other is the thing they're gonna do throughout the season, and I do really like
during
that.
During the first part. Yeah. During the first part.
I do really like that aspect of this show.
I like it, but it also just seems unnecessarily, with how mean this show is, mm-hmm. and we'll get to some of the judging as we go through the performances.
Yeah.
A lot of the judging is very mean.
Yes.
Very, like, cruelly set. Like, not even just, like, because we've seen survival shows. Survival shows, the judges sometimes are just like, no, you suck.
Yeah.
But, like, the way they say it on this show is very blunt, mm-hmm. and there is very little good criticism to counteract the bad.
And a big difference...
Bang PD very much is just like, why are you here? I expected more. And I'm like, you sound like a disapproving father.
And I think a big difference between this show and, like, something like Produce or these other shows that are doing, like, temporary groups, these shows that are formed from, like, that are, like, a company trying to make, like, their just next group, as you get a lot of more comments on, like, they don't fit the vibe of the group at all, which yes. is really, it's, like, nothing really against them and their talents, but there's a lot, that comes into consideration a lot on the show. You hear a lot of it from both the contestants saying, it's, like, they're a hard person to work with, or I don't think their vibe fits well with everyone else, and there's a lot more of that kind of comments than I've seen really in any other survival show before.
And that's the thing with this show, is that this show was very much made for, it doesn't sugarcoat, which it's one of the more honest shows I've ever seen.
It is.
Because it's very, and I think that just might be like a, because Hybe Labels doesn't really like to sugarcoat anything either. Like, they are very blunt with everything that they've been doing. I mean, they did acquire Scooter Braun's label. They're blunt, but they want success. And like, I'm like, you do you, Bang PD, you get that point. But a lot of it is just like very blunt, very honest, and mm-hmm. I'm like, these are real conversations that instead of having them, because I mean, yeah, the thing with the temporary groups is that, like, look, the group can be completely haphazard. It does not.
It's not, because that's not the type of stuff that matters when you're doing a temporary group. Like, if you don't get the vibe or they don't get along, because it's like, you're not going to, that's not your whole career anyway.
No, so this is your life for a year, 2 years max, and then you can go your separate waves and be successful. Mm-hmm. They want the most popular people.
Yeah.
You saw on this show that they got rid of some of the most popular people.
They did.
But it's because that group wouldn't have been coherent if you had all of, like, if you just took what were technically, because the thing with the show is in the second half, production has a lot of power with who they can kick out.
Yeah, they do.
And it's not entirely, and unlike a Produce where, like, behind the scenes they have to manipulate the votes, this show very blatantly said, like, no, half of this is production because we want to make a coherent group.
Yeah. And that was, you know, I think that was a good part. Be lied to. That was honestly a good part of the show, having half of it be global voting, but half of it be production. Because I think that's a good balance of, like, at least, like, because I honestly think sometimes the fans, like, make terrible decisions when voting for a group. So having the production there to, like, no, this is not how it's gonna work. I think that's honestly a good thing.
Yeah, because I don't think fans know how to make a successful K-pop group. No. That's why not all of us are making successful K-pop groups. So really this entire show, like, was very honest, almost to the point where I'm like, should we be having these conversations on camera?
Yeah.
Do we want to just say this on camera?
There's a lot of that throughout the show.
Just like, that's very blunt, sir. Mm-hmm. You hate this kid, I think.
Yep.
Okay. But I'm like, I mean, I guess that's just what every company's saying. JYP was probably saying that about the members of Twice that he was, like, kicking out.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, I mean, let's be honest, my K-pop conspiracy theory is that the Stray Kids show was entirely a setup, so we're not even gonna bring that up.
Oh, yeah. There's, like, I think a lot of these company-run survival shows are very much, like, they know what they want, and that, like, they're gonna get the result they want. Because the SF9 show is exactly that, too. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, the thing with the SF9 show is that I think that
there was no way SF9 loses that show. Like, show was set up as SF9's debut show. Like, they were winning.
Like, that's not, the thing with Dance or Band is that I never thought of it as a competition. Yeah. I thought of it as, let's introduce these two groups that eventually are both going to debut.
Yes.
But SF9
will debut first. Yes. They will win if they will debut.
But let's
first.
Be honest. No offense to Honeyest, but SF9 was ready to debut.
Honeyest was very much not ready to debut. Honeyest so it not makes, ready. Makes sense, yeah.
Yes. So the first round after they do that, they do the theme song round into the island. What did you think of the IU version? Because the IU version was the first exposure to island and was the only exposure to island you had for a while.
So it doesn't make sense as an IU song is really what it is. Not. It doesn't. Because it's so clearly written as the theme song for this show. And so when IU is singing it, like, it's sure, it's a nice song, but it doesn't make sense as an IU song.
It doesn't. But she sings it well.
I mean, it's not, fine. Yeah, it's like, she's not, like, doing anything bad. But also, it's just the it's whole really purpose weird. Of this song doesn't make, it doesn't really, it doesn't
the other thing with it is that I just think it's weird to have two, because there's two versions of that song. There's yeah. the contestant version, which I like a lot more, personally. I think it's just better.
Yeah.
And there is the IU version. But the why have the IU version?
That's what's confusing, is why the IU version exists in the first...
I mean,
it's probably
theory.
Publicity, but, like...
No, my theory is that, like... Because the thing with that is that there is no version up until the finale. There's no version of Into the Island with all 23 people.
Mm-hmm.
There is only a version with 12 of them that made Island that first round.
Right.
I don't think... Much like how Produce always puts out the Produce song first. They put out the Pick Me.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's singing the Pick Me, and it's not much of a spoiler to figure out who is center.
Yeah.
That would have been a massive spoiler if you figured out
that's true.
Half
if you
of
knew
the people.
To,
if you who, knew the half the of the people that were there.
Yeah, that's true.
Even if so I think that's probably why
that
they
makes
did
sense,
it. And
yeah.
Like, that was also the year that IU was working a lot with Suga, so maybe that's how they got the in.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hi, you like this song 8 that we have, and you want Suga to be on it.
Right.
Hi. So
hello.
The payment is like, he won't take money, you just gotta do this.
You just gotta do this theme song for us, yeah.
Because I do think, because I mean, the way these shows work is that you have to put out the theme song first.
You do.
It's... Well, no. After Produce happened, that's the format
well, yeah,
of all these
I
shows.
Mean, yeah.
Because before that, none of them did a pro. Like, none of them did that.
Nope.
But, like, now you have to.
That's just kind of expected now that you hear the theme song before the show even airs. Yeah.
And that's how you get excited. And, like, the entire music video is entirely the boys going into this cube, so you get to see them.
Yeah.
But I don't think they wanted to spoil
who was there.
And they were not going to, like, do this 8 times with, like, 8 different versions of the song.
Right.
So they did that. And
we gotta talk about this, like, stupid stage situation that happened with the theme song.
So this is the only time. So the thing, and we saw this in the auditions too. The cube moves.
It moves.
Stage area has moving platforms.
This
so,
is
like,
maybe...
they come in and the platforms are like, and it's not even like they move up and, like, around. They move up and down and
down
around
and sideways.
And, like, in all directions.
And it's maybe the most useless way to set up a stage you can set up a stage. Like,
look, if you gate, it's cool in concept.
It's cool in theory, but... Like, the way that they were showing them also when they choreographed the song, it's like, how can you expect these people to practice
in a week
to memorize this thing with multiple moving platforms that are, and it's like they're small platforms. Like, you barely have room to, like, fuck up because the platforms are gonna, like, run you over. You're gonna fall off the stage, which someone did on the show, so.
Yes. I don't remember who it was. There's a rumor that someone did.
They also don't acknowledge it at all, that
they
someone
got
injured.
They never acknowledge it, and I'm hoping the person's okay.
Yeah.
But, like, yes, that the problem with it is that they never use it again. Everything else is a flat stage because it's great
it's
in theory.
Terrible.
It'd be a great, like, mama performance.
Yeah.
It's not a good... Hey, you have a week to learn. Because
I think,
like, it's
even
too ambitious.
Professional dancers would have a problem trying to choreograph something with a stage that has that many moving platforms on it. Like,
yeah, it's a bit.
It's
much.
It's pretty ridiculous. Like,
yeah,
and it's
Do
like
you
wanna
talk
looks,
about the action.
It looks cool in theory, and it makes the island thing look particularly, like, expensive and everything, but I can only imagine
it was expensive.
I just think it's one of the most useless things you could spend the money on, honestly.
Well, the other thing is that it became very useless when they had to stop using it
because it was
already injured some people.
Yep.
It was very dangerous. It seemed very dangerous. I was concerned for them.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to talk about the actual Into the Island performance? Because, again, I want to point out that these boys have to essentially put it together. I mean, like any produce, you put it together yourself.
Yeah.
You pick who you pick the parts you get. You pick everything. So they make Nikki, one of the two 14-year-olds on the show. There's two 14-year-olds on the show. You have Nikki and Daniel.
Yep.
Nikki is, both of them are children. They're 14 years old.
Yep.
And they make Nikki the center.
They do.
Why?
I don't...
He's 14 years... They also expect him to be the leader because he is the center, and I'm like, he's 14 years old. Every single person here is older than him.
Yeah. This is a thing they're gonna do multiple times, is they, like, have, like, the younger members be the leader, and I'm like, this is not gonna end up well, because I know for a fact none of the older people there are even gonna want to listen to him in the first place.
No. Like, the other thing with that is that it's interesting because in Enhypen, the group that comes out of this, Jungwon, who is their leader,
he's the second or third youngest member.
He's the third youngest. There's only two people younger than him. It's Nikki and I think Sunu are younger than him, and that's it. And they have, like, he is the leader of this group. And that's a thing that this group does often, which is that a lot of the younger members are made the leader because they are the center position. And that's also what ended up happening with the actual group, so nothing was learned.
No. Nothing was learned. Nope. I do think that is a... I mean, I think Jungwon was probably a good decision for a leader.
Oh, yeah, no.
But again, it is kind of weird that is the direction that the whole show was going.
Exactly. They almost, like... It's almost like a lesson learned situation.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no lesson was learned. Jungwon does make a good leader.
He does, yeah.
Jungwon is a good leader of that group. Not saying anything against that. And Hypen is doing fine. Great. But, so, the way the show is set up is that they receive, every single person at the end receives a grade out of 100.
Yeah.
And then, the grades are kept secret, they average out the grade, and if it falls between different margins, different amounts of people will be sent down to ground, and different amount of ground people will be sent up.
But the way they have the margins set, it's like, they have to, everyone has to score essentially perfect in order for none of them to get kicked out.
Like, I think it's like up to like 90 to 95, I don't remember exactly what the margins are.
And it's like you get average 90, like someone gets kicked out. Like,
yep, one person gets kicked out.
And I think the lowest is like 60 or something. It's like you kick out a lot of people at like 60 or 70%.
At 60% or at like 65 or lower, 6 people leave.
Yeah.
And they get a 59, which I also think is too, like, I also think that was a harsh score.
Yes. It's because the way it's set up is they number one score them harshly, and also the way that the scoring is set up to begin with is like really stacked against them to begin with.
Yes. I think they wanted a lot of movement.
Yeah.
Just so that you could see multiple of the contestants. I think they wanted a lot of movement. I think they wanted to establish that this was going to be a very hard show.
Yeah.
But it was, like, very hard.
Oh, yes.
It was, like, extremely cruel, too, because, like, little things that, like, they'll even admit, like, for example, Jake. I think it was Jake's mic pack falls. So he can't sing his line. Like, he sings his line, but you can't hear him.
Right.
And, like, in the vote, in, like, the, what's it called? The judging booth? The judging spy room, essentially, because it looks like they're in
It's very weird.
God knows where they are.
Yeah.
They could be, like, 18 miles away. But, like, in their little booth, they, like, say, oh, there's nothing he could have done to save that.
Right.
And then they still give him, like, a bad score.
Ugh.
I'm like, what the...
It's just like...
You say there's nothing he could do to save it, and yet now you're still scoring
still
him
bad.
Extremely harshly.
You still
harshly.
Did bad, even though you couldn't
you
do anything about it.
You still did shit. It's so mean. But yeah, so then 6 people go down, and they have to pick the 6 people that go down to island.
Yeah.
To ground, sorry. And then production picks the 6 people that come up.
Yes.
Which is fine. I enjoy this, because these first couple rounds are not actually that, they don't really mean that much in the grand scheme
not
of things,
really.
Because this show did not actually give us a very clear picture of how this was gonna go.
No.
We thought we were actually going to have to care about 23 people for the entire show, but turns out that was not the case.
The other thing with Island is that the whole format of the show was very changes like unknown. Four times. Like, throughout the course of airing, like, no one knew, like, how the show was going to go or how it was formatted.
I think Dan and I had a full, like, half-hour conversation of, like, how we thought this show was going to go.
Yeah.
Because these first couple rounds, we're not sure who. Like, we're like, they keep going up and down, but is anyone gonna get eliminated? We weren't sure. And then they kind of, like, drop a bombshell that we were shocked about, like, round three-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, fuck. That's harsh.
Mm-hmm.
So then they do a teamwork challenge where they do fire.
Yep.
And that was fine. Both ground and island get to perform this. The ground team does not get to perform into the island, but they do get to perform fire.
Yes.
Which is exciting.
But I think it was they only got to perform if people were going to get kicked out of island, which,
yes.
I mean, of course they are because of the way that the show is going, but, like...
Again, I never thought that they were not going to get to perform, because they had them... It is always the running thing of, like, well, you only get to perform if Island is not perfect. So I'm like, they're not gonna be perfect. They're not gonna be.
Yeah.
What do you think is gonna happen? At least one of them is gonna fuck up.
Yep.
That's not how this works.
Yep.
So, that happens. I think four people get moved that time, and then four people come up from ground.
Yeah.
It's a lot of back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have... The fun thing, which was that, so, then the third round, the one right before the merge.
Yeah.
Merge? This isn't Survivor. What the fuck am I talking about?
I don't know, where we get rid of half the people.
Where we get rid of half the cast is not even a competition where the majority of the cast can participate.
No, we got...
So it is a representative unit round.
I think
so you
five
have vocal
people participate.
Five people per...
Five people from island,
five people from ground.
Yes.
So they do, like, a vocal, which, again, only with BTS songs. So the vocal team from Island does Butterfly, and the vocal team from Ground does Save Me.
Uh-huh.
And then the dance team from Island does, like, it's all a medley.
It's, yeah, so, a lot of things in one.
Yes, it's a lot of things in one. They do a medley.
Uh-huh.
And it's very fun to just see this. So the vocal team is Gunyu and Haesung versus Sunwoo and Daniel. Looking at those names, I could have told you who was gonna win. I'm sorry. I love Sunwoo and Daniel. Adored them.
Uh-huh.
Looking at this, I was like, this is Islands to lose.
Yeah.
Like, it's them to lose. And if you look at the results, both of these were not close. It was 81-74.
Yeah.
They do very pretty versions of those songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dance team, this was where you really started to see Jay.
Oh, yeah.
Be very American.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's like I have like two observations about Jay this entire time watching the show. Is one that he comes off very American. Like, I don't know why, but for some reason I look at him and I'm like, he's very American.
Weirdly, the thing with him is I don't think I ever figured out like when he moved to Korea, because he'd been a trainee for a little bit.
I think he was really young when he moved to Korea. Like, he didn't live there that long.
In America for that long.
But he just comes off as so American.
Because he'd already been a trainee for 2 years, like, almost 3 years by the time this started.
Uh-huh.
And so he had already been a trainee for a very long time, and I don't know when he moved to Korea from America, but he still comes off very
so
American, a very American personality, in that he is very blunt, he's very loud, and he is also,
he moved to
makes
Korea.
It very known when he is upset.
Yeah, he moved to Korea when he was 9.
All right, so you still spend a lot of your formative years in America. He didn't move when he was, like, a baby.
Yes. The other thing about Jay was Jay is very sad all the time.
Jay was not having a
good
time on the show. So he doesn't actually participate in the island dance portion of this.
Yeah.
It is just Kay, Jungwon, and Sunghoon. Mm-hmm. Sunghoon actually takes Jay's spot because Jay cannot do... Because Sunghoon is a former ice skater.
Yes, he
is. And one of them... Essentially, the story happens in this is that there is a spin move that they have to do, and Sunghoon, the former ice skater, can do it very easily.
Uh-huh.
He can do it. Jay cannot do it.
He's an ice skater.
Because he is not a former, like, Like, I'm sorry, that is a skill he has. That's a skill he does not have.
A skill Jay not does saying not Jay's have.
Jay is not a bad dancer, but when you have 4 days to learn something,
yes,
you gotta take what you got.
Yes, yes.
So Island also wins the dance portion, and no one leaves. No one moves. Nothing happens.
You stay the same. This was, for the only round,
everything stays the same. No one drops out. Everything's fine. And then we move on to the last one, which the final 12, which is them doing Incredible, which is an original song. This show only does BTS songs and original songs. That's it.
Yeah. I will say another thing about the show that I didn't really love is that because every single round they're kind of given, explicitly given a video with choreography and an arrangement, and it's essentially just learn this. Because I like it more when they get to either choreograph their own stuff or add their own, like, flair into it or, like, stuff like that. Where if this was essentially, here's a thing, you need to copy-paste it for the
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is I do think that in that last round they were able to change the choreography
I think that's the only part you see it, yeah. But even and if they do, it's, like, not, it's not a lot.
No, no, because they have the, I also don't, this show item, especially with a lot of these, they were just not given, I don't think, the time for it.
No.
They had to have a fully choreographed thing in, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
It was very tight.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing with a lot of these rounds, too, is, like, some of the rounds start and end in one episode.
Yes.
And it's, like, it's very the pacing fast. Is very weird. And
the pacing is odd in this show, because, again, it's the public has no, because with Produce, like, the public has so much power.
Yeah.
They have to set these episodes up in a way that, like, oh, the public can vote. The public has something to vote on, and they have something that matters. In this, especially for the first couple rounds, the public has no power.
Yeah.
And neither does production. No one is being eliminated.
Right.
No one... It's all entirely based on what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So then they do Incredible, and the way it's set up is the most confusing way.
Yeah, I don't.
So they,
I had to like think about this a lot to like.
So
fully
the way Incredible is
happened.
Set up is that the 12 people in Island do it, and then production saves six people.
Yes,
and so they fill the six spot. Oh wait, no, it's. It's not that the production fills them. It's like three people are voted by the contestants to stay. Three people from production. And those are the six people that get to stay in Island and move on to round two automatically.
Mm-hmm.
The other six drop down to ground, have to relearn Incredible,
with
but
different
have different parts.
Yeah.
Because it goes from being 12 people doing it to 16 people doing it. And then they come back.
And then they do it again.
And then they do it again, and then
we
the
do
six
public vote.
And then the public votes the six that get to stay.
It was, like, the most unnecessarily confusing way to set this up. Like, I was just like, what?
Lot.
I was like, why are we doing it twice? I'm like, what's happening?
The other thing is that they opened it to public voting.
Yeah.
Before they had the, before we knew who production had, who production Island had kept. So you could just vote for everyone.
Yeah.
So voting, I think, was open for 2 days.
Yeah.
And you could only vote for, like, a certain number of people.
Right.
I think you could vote for six people. But you could vote for anybody.
Yeah.
So you could be voting for, people
were
just voting for the six people that you liked.
Yeah.
And guess what? I was voting for, like, four people that were not in danger.
Yeah.
I was just like, wait a minute. I wasted so much time. I wasted a lot of, because the other thing is you could vote, like, once a day.
Yeah.
And so you were just, and then, like, by the second week, you were like, fuck!
Uh-huh.
I'm voting for people that don't matter, and I gotta start voting for the people that could come back.
Yep, yep.
So then you have, so then they do a clip show episode, which we didn't watch.
Nope, because I don't watch those for anything, so.
No, I find them useless.
Yep.
And then BTS arrives.
BTS is just chilling in the Island cube for a little bit.
Without, I think this is because this was during COVID, and they were like, we cannot risk BTS around any human.
It was very funny.
We don't actually
just
get
watching
to
them
meet
just
the
wander around this cube, like this building.
You can really tell only J-Hope watched that show.
Yes. I enjoy Jungkook trying to steal all of the food out of the pantry. That was fun.
And then BTS just being like, you cannot steal from children.
Yeah.
Put it back.
Put it away.
Put it away. You can't steal from them.
Yeah, J-Hope is really the only person who, like, cared even a little bit about this show.
I think they all cared. I think they don't hate these kids, but it's like, I have things.
So many,
like,
they have so many other things better to be doing.
Not just things to do, but also I do not think they were happy to be in an empty cube answering. No. Because the way it's formatted is that BTS come into the cube, answer questions. Those answers are recorded, like, the island kids put in questions pre them entering.
Yes.
They answer the questions, and then the video of them answering the questions is played to them at a later
date. At a later time, they get
when
these,
they
like,
are in the queue.
And then they give them these random gifts that are all, like, BTS-related merch. It's very funny.
I mean, let's be honest, everything in this... Do you remember when they gave them the BTS phones?
Yes, they all got the BTS phones.
Because this is also... Some
this is
label,
also a hype label, like, product placement everywhere.
Look, Produce Strata has the yogurt, they have the BTS phones. I think
I mean, I cannot, I can't blame them for, like, advertising their own products on the show that they're running. Like,
so then they decide, hey, we're just gonna do a BTS round. And yeah. I'm like, haven't all of haven't, these
I was
been
like,
BTS
haven't
rounds?
We only done BTS rounds?
The only songs you cover are BTS and original ones.
Yep.
So the format for the second half of the show is that every other round, so it goes that first round production will kick someone out. Second round, it is by
global voting.
Global vote. And then it goes back and forth that way until the end.
Yep.
So we start with one where, no, wait. Is that the way it is?
I think so. I think it's production first. Or wait. Is it production? I think it's production first. And then global voting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Ganyu, is, because Ganyu goes first, and that's a
yeah,
production.
Yeah, because Ganyu goes first, and yeah. that's a production. Yeah, yeah, that's a production issue. So, they do Fake Love, DNA, and I Need You.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, no. Originally, here's the thing, because Ganyu was not going to go home.
He wasn't.
So they do Fake Love, DNA, and I Need You.
Yes.
Fake Love is Taki, Sunghoon, Haesung, and Sunwoo.
Uh-huh.
A powerhouse team.
Uh-huh, really.
DNA That's is Kay, Hanbin, Jay, and Nikki. And then I Need You is Jungwon, Ganyu, Jake, and Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
These teams are very uneven.
Oh, yes.
Very uneven.
Uh-huh.
But, and then, so, Fake Love wins.
Yes.
But, and so then...
So everyone in that team is automatically safe because yes. they won the round.
Yes. But then they essentially go by individual scores to see who goes home.
Yeah. Between the other two groups.
Between the other... No, because Taki has the lowest score of
anybody.
But he
doesn't get to go home because
but
he's
he doesn't go home
group.
Because he's in the winning team. Yeah. So Ganyu, who did slightly better, but is not on the winning team.
He
and that is because
instead.
I'm looking at the scores here.
Uh-huh.
Haesung got a 93. That's so good.
It's way
out of 100.
It's way higher than anybody else.
Anyone
the
else.
Next highest score is 81.
With yeah, Jungwon got 81. And then Taki gets 57.
Yes.
But like Sunghoon got a 79 and Sunwoo got a 77. Like this team is very much top
yes,
heavy.
Yes.
Like,
oh,
stacked.
Yes, there was really
and then
a singular weak link on that team.
There was a very weak link on this team.
Yes.
And then everyone else sort of, like, some people do better, some people do worse, but, like,
but
it's
everyone else
all
is
the
around
same.
In, like, the 70-60 range there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, 81
for
Jungwon, who did very
yeah.
well. Yeah. But, like, everyone did pretty well, and then Ganyu just leaves because it's, like, I don't think
Sucks
production particularly
you.
Liked Ganyu.
I don't think
they
did.
They never gave him good criticism. Yeah. They were always just like, yeah, but you don't fit this group. You oversing a lot. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean?
Like, what are you
He's
doing?
He's great. What is wrong with you? He's in Just B now. Support Just
yes.
B. They're great.
He is in Just B now. Hooray.
Yes. He seems to be thriving.
Uh-huh.
So the next one is a chemistry test. So you get Flicker and Dive Into You. Flicker being one of the best shows to come out of.
Songs.
Best performances to come out of this entire show.
Yes, yes. Flicker, great
it's
song.
It's so good.
What a great song that is.
It's so good. Dive Into You is fine, but Dive Into You kind of sounds like a worse version of all the other songs they made on this show.
Yeah, but Flicker is, like, top tier.
Flicker.
Top tier
Flicker's
song. Flicker.
Great. Flicker's a great song.
Yeah.
Flicker is, One of the best songs from last year, and it was done on a survival show. Oof.
Yes.
So they do great, and then so Taki is eliminated by the people.
Global voting, which honestly makes sense.
Yeah, no, I like, no offense to Taki, but Taki would have not fit in Hyphen.
He would not. He's also, I think, not mature enough to debut in a group yet.
The thing with Taki is Taki wasn't even the youngest member. He's not. There.
Yeah.
There were multiple 14-year-olds younger than him.
Because Nikki is younger than him, right?
And so is Daniel.
Yeah. But I feel like just the way that, like, Taki, I don't, he either got a really bad edit on this show, or it's like, I do think part of it is he got a bad edit, and part of it is I think he probably was not mature enough for, like,
A K-pop I don't think group he, yet. Yeah, I don't think he was fitting this concept or this group. There are groups that he would fit into.
Yeah.
I don't think that this was one of them. I think he was a little... I'm interested to see, because the group that they're making with Kay and EJ...
Yeah.
That was teased in the Drunk Dazed video, because werewolves...
Yes.
...is also apparently has Taki, and I don't remember who else in it. But those three together seem like a very interesting piece. Yeah. Let's put it that way. But... Yeah.
That's going to be the Big Hit Japan group.
Yes, this will be Big Hit Japan. Yeah.
So that'll be interesting.
Need to buy more J-pop albums.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Uh-huh.
Big Hit, why are you doing this to me?
Oh boy.
So then we have the concept performance.
Yep.
Where we have Flame On and Chamber 5, Dream of Dreams.
Yes, what a title for a song.
Again, Flame On, again... Maybe the same song that
They've made a lot of the same song on this show, really. They did a lot of original songs, but all of them sound the same.
I also want to point out that this Chamber 5 group has five people in it, and all five people win this show.
Yep.
It has Haesung, Sonu, Jungwon, Jake, and Sunghoon.
Yep.
All five of whom are in Enhypen.
We got a preview of, like, Enhypen subunit there.
Apparently.
Yep.
It's very interesting because, also, while they are preparing this group, this performance is before they eliminate someone. So, yes. Sunghoon was originally not in this group.
Yes, yes.
He was just not.
And then they, like, take him, don't they?
Yeah, they're like, well, you lost a person, and also this will even out the team, so you can take whoever you want.
We just get to take a person, yeah.
And they're like, well, we want him, and he's just like, no, why me?
Yeah,
why
me? Now he's here.
I'm like, you fit this concept quite well, sir.
Uh-huh.
The other thing I think we forgot to mention is that in the, like, mini challenge.
Oh, the 17.
The
17, the mini 17 challenge, yes.
Yeah, the mini 17 challenge. They get, like, the 8 June, the whole performance team.
Yes,
the 8
yes.
June, Dino and Hoshi appear, and they're like, hi, you're going to perform one of our songs, Pretty You and Hit.
And I do enjoy just the running theme of none of these boys like acting cute at all. Like, that's not the theme that they're here about.
No,
like,
none of
them
are
here for that.
The only one that enjoys it is Sonu.
Yeah, like, he's, I mean, that makes thriving sense. That makes sense that that's where he thrives, yeah.
Yeah, he thrives in that environment. He's enjoying himself quite a lot, and everyone else is like, I mean, we'll do it.
Yeah, and some of them are, but like, also like physically cringing at the fact of acting cute.
Watching Haesung and Sunghoon attempt to be cute in the Chamber 5 performance is very funny, because they are just, like, not, like, having a good... They're
no,
like, I don't...
This isn't it.
They pull it off, weirdly. They pull it off quite well.
They do.
Better than people that enjoy being cute.
That's
a lot
true.
Of times. But it's very funny to watch. And also, the cute performances always win.
Yeah, they do.
They the two times they did, like, the Pretty You team wins against the Hit team.
Uh-huh.
Because Pretty You, which is interesting.
Uh-huh.
And then the Chamber 5 team... Yeah, they don't... Kay, I think, scores the most, and he's on the Flame On team, but, like, Hanbin's the one that goes home.
Yeah.
And all of the Chamber 5 team wins the show.
Yeah, so...
So I think that they're fine.
Yeah.
Yes. So then we have the finale. We've reached the finale
already.
I feel like we didn't have that many... I feel like this show did not have that many rounds. I feel like there should be more, but I don't know.
It's weird, because it's
weird.
So weirdly paced that a yes. lot of the rounds seem, like, unimportant in a weird way. And it also didn't have, like, none of the performance I find, like, spectacular, really. They're just kind of, like, recovering a song, and it's, like, it's it. It's
yeah.
more so I'm interested in, like, literally everything else other than the performances, because they just kind of, like, don't seem to be given a lot of thought, in a way.
And the other thing is, I don't think they're given a lot of time. These kids seem to be being rushed through this.
Yeah.
Because there's only so much you can do that quickly, and also there's a lot of, like, because of the way the rounds are paced, there's a lot of changing of teams.
There's a lot of that. There's so, so much of that.
And, like, you can't really adapt.
Yeah.
Like, you're adapting very quickly.
Mm-hmm. And it's, so, I also think because some part of it is, like, because they just kind of are performing on, like, the same stage always, there isn't
with
a
no audience?
Yeah, with no audience, there isn't a lot of interesting, like, they don't even get, like, stage outfits or, like, sets. It's just kind of they're on a stage and they're gonna perform there in, like, normal clothing.
The other thing with it is, like, I think that there's a lot of energy that comes from having that audience.
Yeah.
And the fact that there is no audience except for the judging, like...
The judging with, spy so booth.
For example, no, because a lot of times they have them in the room.
That's still, but it's like, then it's like just all these old men who are there watching
you. Yeah, because, like, even with... Like, take Kingdom, who also does not have an audience.
There's at least the
their
other
audience is the
there.
Other groups. Yeah. They're there. They are present.
Right.
Then you have, and then you have, like, the, I don't know how Girls Planet's gonna do it, because we haven't had a produce since COVID, so, like, we don't know how that's gonna
Japan,
work.
Well, Japan, I doubt Japan had audiences for that.
Yeah, but like, Japan produce is its own weird thing, too. We don't know what's going, we haven't seen that either. It
no,
could
we
also
haven't.
Be very weird.
Yeah.
Because China just
they,
now
they
has
have,
they, audiences.
I've seen, like, parts of it where they have, like, very obvious, like, social distancing things, like, set up there. So I doubt that they had live audiences.
Well, the other thing is
performances.
That, well, the thing with it is this, even if you, for the beginning couple rounds, if you just have the other contestants socially distance in the audience,
there's
that's
a
pretty
that's
big
still
crowd.
A lot of people. That's like 100 people there. Yeah.
That's a pretty decent crowd. That, yeah. Like, that's about, that's fine.
Yeah.
So, I think that'll work out. With this, it just feels empty. It feels big and empty.
Yeah.
So then we have the finale, and I have a lot to talk about with this finale, because this finale is one of my favorite finales, because it's so weird.
It's so weird. It's such a weird finale.
So, this finale, I want to just tell you who's in the audience. In this audience is Bang PD.
Yep.
All of the production.
Yep.
Zico and Ray nowhere to be seen.
No,
Zico had already gone into the military at this point.
That's what I was so confused about, because I remember that they announced, like, Zico's a judge, but I'm like, doesn't Zico, like, have to enlist, like, real soon?
Yes, and I'm like, Zico is not the finale. That's
and then
what
he
we,
just
we,
left.
We informed you there.
Bye.
Rain also not present. Rain was like, I'm out.
Yep.
Then you have, TXT is there, which is very funny, because Haesung was supposed to debut in, was... in contention to be in TXT. I don't know how far along that got, but it's one of those rumors of, like, hey, he could have been in TXT, similar to how, like, Uji and S-Coups were supposed to be in Newest.
Right, right.
God knows how far along that process they got, but that's a thing. Which is very funny, because I'm very happy they did not... Could you imagine if they made them a guest judge?
That would be very
so
sad.
And then you have, BTS is there.
Yep, and BTS looking absolutely miserable the whole time.
It's like 4 hours long! It is a produce...
It
produce
is so...
Produce has to get rid of 20-something
it's
people.
It's so long. It's so
and
long.
And also, all the other contestants are here. Everyone that got eliminated came back for this. So, yeah, they have that. BTS looks unpleased.
They look
BTS
so
looks
unhappy.
Like they would like to go home. TXT look invested. They're like, oh, I'm hoping that they're good. And funnily enough, if you would like more Hybe Labels interactions, TXT finally has a group that they can interact with that's not awkward as fuck.
They do. They're like friends now. It's very cute.
Yeah, they did a thing called, I think it's...
Some
N-Hype in TXT Playground.
Yeah.
It's a 2-episode little thing where they just are in this show together, and it's very, very cute.
It's very
I
cute.
Highly recommend it, because they're very around the same age, and they're a very cute, N-Hype does look up a little bit to TXT as, like, hey, they are our seniors.
Right.
But it's a very cute interaction, and
they're much closer in age, and, like... They're not at the popularity levels that, like, BTS are at. So, like,
Thing with BTS, with TXT, has always just been, like, it's, one, BTS has never had sibling groups. Like, they don't know how to, they've never had seniors or little, or sibling groups. Like, they just don't, they were alone for so long that they're like, it's just an awkward situation.
Yeah.
And, like, no one's trying to make it awkward. It just is.
Yeah.
So there's that. And so they're able to interact now, which I'm very happy for. It's good for them.
Yeah.
It is very cute. And so that is the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So then they do, so it's six, the, it is six people chosen by the global voting will end up in this group. And then one person that production chooses from the, like, by this point, there is, like, nine people left. So from the two, from, like, the.
The four remaining.
The three remaining, they will choose one to go in.
Yep, yep.
And I'm like, that seems...
Sure.
Sure. And the thing with it is that... Do you just want to go through the members of this group? Because they do another performance of Into the Island with 23 people.
Yep, yep.
Great. And then they do... Calling? Calling, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the ending song. I don't... Weirdly, I don't actually remember how we filled 4 hours...
I don't, it's,
but
a
we
lot
did.
Of, there's a lot of nothing happening.
Because they only did two songs.
So much nothing happens in that finale.
That's the thing of, like, I remember it being 4 hours.
Yeah.
And I remember watching it live on a random Saturday morning with Dan
It was a Friday morning?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Because I got on a voice call while I was driving to work, and the two of you... Because Dan took a day off of work to watch it.
And I just was... And you were off work. I wasn't working that day. Like, that... I was not going to take a day off of work for
this. So you were just not
working. I just happened to not be
working.
And
then both of you got up at, like, 6 in the morning to watch it.
Well, I get up at 6 in the morning anyway.
Yeah.
And then it's like, Dan was like, I am watching this live. And I'm like, I mean, I'll watch it live. And we were watching it on another... With more of our Discord friends just yelling.
Yep.
Dan screamed at me multiple times.
Ugh.
And as if this is my fault. I'm like, Dan,
Calm.
I don't know.
This is why Dan was not allowed on this episode, because it's screaming.
Yes, he gets very excited about Island. And so, would you like to go through the...
The members of ENHYPEN?
Yes, we'll go through the members of ENHYPEN very quickly. So. So I have them ranked here.
Uh-huh.
So would you like to go start from the... I think we end with the production person. So do you want to start from the top, the most...
Sure.
Number one?
Sure.
So Jungwon got the most amount of votes, which surprised me.
That is surprising, to be honest. He's not the person I would expect to get the most votes.
No. And that's the weird thing with this, is that, like, you were able to see because, like, you were only getting the, people's votes every other week.
Right.
You weren't able to see how it went on every week.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I was seeing, like, a bunch of, like, Jungwon was, like, borderline.
Yeah.
He was one of the people I was very scared was not gonna make the group, and I really wanted him in.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he was always around, like, 7, 8, 6, like, it was very... And then, like, every once in a while he would jump, and I was just like, it's very weird how a lot of this, you know, goes up and down.
Yeah.
Because, again, you have both production and voting. Not that I think this voting was rigged or anything, I just think that it was an interesting...
It's weird when you're only getting to see the votes, like, every other round, and, like, things can also just change.
Swing.
Like, massively, depending on... how the show was even edited.
And also, this show did not have its, like, Kang Daniel. The show did not have an obvious
winner. It really didn't.
So it's, like, very odd to just see how it went. So Jungwon, I don't think, again, I genuinely do not believe. I think with the way production was doing this, I think production was okay with, production was crafting this show slowly. Because I also don't think we mentioned that Hanbin left that last round.
Yes.
The Flame On team, Hanbin left. And that was, I think, the last opportunity they had to kick him out.
Yeah.
Another K-pop conspiracy I have is the fact that, like, I don't think they Donovan wouldn't have really fit the concept of this group.
Uh-huh.
And he was very popular. He would have been, like, the first, Vietnam... I think he would have been the first Vietnamese idol. I don't know if we have one.
I don't know if there is one yet.
I don't think we do. Unless it's from a new group that I do not remember. Yeah, I could be wrong.
Top of my head, I can't think of anyone.
Yeah, he would have been the first Vietnamese idol. Yeah. And people really liked him. And mm-hmm. he was good. But I don't think he fit the production's view of this, so, like,
right.
production was able to kick out the people that they really did not see being in this group.
Yeah.
And I think that the, like, nine people they ended up with, they would have been probably, they could have made a group with any combination of the right. nine. Like,
yeah.
even if you look at the two people that didn't make it are Kay and Dan.
Yeah, and
I think they
like
could have handled it.
It would have been fine, either of them, yeah.
I think it would have been fine with them.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you look at it, like, Jungwon came in first, Jay came in second, another person that I'm like, oh!
Yeah.
Because the thing with this show is you could vote for multiple people.
I feel like I easily see Jay as being pretty popular.
Yeah, and the thing with it is, like, you could vote for multiple people, so a lot of these people are, like, maybe not your first choice, but they're your second choice, and you can vote for them.
Right.
So, yeah, I like Jay a lot.
He's
I think
fun.
Jay post not not,
not
sad
being
Jay
sad every single time, yeah,
is great.
Yes,
love Jay now and in hyphen. Yes. He's great. Then was Jake.
Mm-hmm.
I also like. I mean, you got to get the Australian. Who else was gonna do
all
half
of
the tracks on
there? Intros on every song.
Yeah, it's just like who
they
else
needed,
is just
they
gonna do
him
half
for
of
that.
The tracks?
Yeah.
We love a little
Why can't we give it to Jay one time?
He doesn't have an Australian accent. You know, he does not have a discernible accent.
He doesn't have the accent.
He does not have an accent. Then we have Nikki, the Maknae.
Mm-hmm.
I like Nikki. I think Nikki went on a real arc.
He had a real,
very
like,
few
a real
people had
arc
an arc
on the show, yeah.
Because Nikki went from being, like, this, like, hot-headed, young,
yeah,
I'm great. And then became, like,
he, like, came out of the gate, like, real strong.
Swinging.
Yeah.
And then got sad, went to ground for a little bit, got to, like, build his confidence back up, and then came back swinging.
Yes.
Never went into a leadership position again.
No, he was like,
which
we
is
can't
good
do
for
this
him.
Anymore.
Like, the leadership position is probably bad.
I think he realized, he's like, maybe we shouldn't do that anymore.
Maybe
that's
I should not be
a
14-year-old leader.
Yeah.
And then you have Hesung, who, again, did not have the arc I thought he was gonna have.
I thought, like, he was set up for leader arc, like,
he
from
was.
The, like, the beginning. That was, he was set up yes. to be the leader of this group, like.
And, like, it really looked like it was gonna be the arc of he didn't, because he was offered the leader position in that first Into the Island. He was also offered the main, like, the
There's
main
a lot
part.
Of that where they're just like, hey, Sung, please, like, be the leader.
Hesung, please do this.
Yeah.
And he's like, no.
No.
He's like, nah.
He's like, I don't want
it. And he's
I
still like, nah. He's not the leader of an hyphen.
He's
and
not.
I'm like, huh.
He just doesn't
he
want it.
He rejected the arc.
Doesn't want it.
He's like, I am not the anime protagonist.
He's
like
nah.
No,
is that
I'm
not
good.
For me?
Like, it's not for me. And you know what? I respect that. You know what, Hesung? You do you.
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, he's in unhyphen now, so, like, leader or not, like, doesn't really matter that much.
He's thriving.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, he had such a story arc set up for him.
He really did.
And then Sunghoon ended up in sixth place. I was so scared. I was so scared for him.
Yeah.
I was just like, please, don't do this to me. Don't give me a heart attack. I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very sweet boy.
It's cute.
Who would have thought that professional figure skating would have been like, nah, that's not a sustainable career path. Let's go K-pop
let's
idol.
Let's go K-pop idol. Maybe that'll be better. I mean, it's going well so far, so like, you know.
It is going well.
Good for him.
It is very funny, because one of the very few, they were only allowed outside of the cube once
mm-hmm.
that we followed, and it was Hesung, Sunghoon, and Jungwon?
Right. That sounds right.
Yeah, that sounds correct.
Yeah.
It could be other people, but, like, that sounds like the right people.
Yep.
And they were allowed to go outside of the cube to go to a dog cafe, VR, and ice skating. And I'm like, of course they were going to go ice skating.
Of course. I mean, they had to. Like, it was right there in front of them. Like, they had to.
It's you know, the dog was fun. Of course, the dog cafe. I'm like wondering. I'm like, if Sungkang didn't win, would they still have gone ice skating and just to like,
yeah?
Did they book the rink and they're like, fuck, he didn't win.
Mm-hmm. I think they probably do, and then they just talk about Sungkang the entire time they're there.
They continue to show the various pieces of, like, baby Sungkang yes. footage that they have, because, yes, again, yes. figure skating.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we have Daniel K and Sunnu as the three people that one production can save one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really where the people watching from home had, like, a mental breakdown. Especially Dan.
Yes.
And
yes,
the
yes.
other people we were talking to.
Yep.
Because, to be honest, the other six are everyone we wanted to be in this group, and then the seventh one we wanted was Kay.
Uh-huh.
We almost had the perfect group that we wanted from the beginning. It was almost there. It was almost there. And then the weird thing was we did not think Sunnu was going to drop that low. Because he was doing so well in public voting.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess whatever.
Sure.
And then they pick Sunnu, and then Dan left K-pop for, like, 2 days.
He did. He just, like, went to, back to Taylor Swift for a while.
Yeah.
Just did Post not listen this, to K-pop.
It was very funny to just see him, like, okay, I'm done with this. And I'm like, you got almost the group you wanted. He's like, yeah, but my boy K's on here. I'm like, K wasn't even your bias.
K wasn't even and your also, boy.
He wasn't even your boy. Or he was your boy, but you had, like, multiple boys, and mm-hmm. most of the boys ended up in the group.
Yeah.
And then he just would listen to Taylor Swift for, like, 3 days, and yep, I'm like, yep. Dan, and they'll be fine.
Yep.
And I'm like, Daniel was, like, out of contention. Daniel was like, he's a child. We cannot have 2 14-year-olds in this group.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, because obviously, because I knew or whatever. Who was already in a hype in when I watched it. I, like, specifically remember you telling me about Sunnu, like, and I was like, and you're just like, he's just a lot. And, like, at first I didn't realize it, but then the more I watched, I was like, oh, I get it. I'm like, I see how he can be a lot.
You understand why the only, like, he's not annoying. It's not like I dislike him. It's just that when all the other boys are at about yeah. a constant 7...
Yeah.
Out of 10, and you're running at an 11?
Yeah.
It can be a little bit off.
Oh, yes. He is, like, just the amount of energy he has is just, like, so much more than every single other person on the show.
And that's the thing, like, this show, I like this show a lot, but, like, would I call this show high energy?
No. No. Not at all.
That's probably
that
why I enjoy it.
That is the exact opposite of what the show is.
That's probably why I enjoy it. I find a lot of the very high-energy parts of Produce to be a bit annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm like, you're all a lot,
yeah.
and I don't need that much. Because I think the other thing with that, with a lot of the Produce is that they're playing to camera.
They are.
They know that they need the votes
from
like, the public.
I feel like
this show was not playing to camera.
I feel like a lot of the people who go on Produce are, like, already media-trained and, like, know what they need
oh,
to
yeah.
do there to get this camera time and, like...
If I'm being
like
honest,
them.
These boys were not media trained.
Not at all. No.
This
not at all.
Show almost seemed like a cross not. Between a like this show seemed like a cross between this and Big between a survival show and Big Brother.
Yes.
Because I'm like, I don't think there's because like especially with all the behind the scenes stuff, it's like I don't think there's a camera crew. I think this is Big Brother style. There's just cameras
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, it was. It really was because they also had those weird live stream things that you could watch.
They did have weird. It was only at certain times that
yeah,
they announced
it was
not full Big Brother.
It
you
was
could
like,
not watch these boys sleep
they
like
were
you
not
can on
live.
Big Brother.
They were like already pre-approved like segments of like recorded thing that they just aired.
But like
but
it would
still,
just be
the
them like practicing.
Still weird that was the thing that they had.
Yeah, it would just be bits of them, like, practicing or making dinner or whatever,
right.
and I'm like, the other thing you realize is that they don't fully live there. I mean, it makes sense, because a lot of them still are in school.
Yeah.
At that time, a lot of them are still in high school. Most of them were.
Yeah.
And the thing, what you find out is that, like, oh, one of the cleaners had COVID, so they had to, like, basically disinfect the whole place.
Uh-huh.
And my thing was like, oh, shit. They do have to clean, and they do have to remove them when they clean the...
Yep, yep.
The studio, I'm like, damn. I mean, I guess good for them for following all the COVID precautions.
Right.
And not also making these boys clean the cube.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. This whole show was an interesting experiment in how do you...
Mm-hmm.
It does just sort of prove that these shows do... A live audience and playing to camera does change these shows
a lot. It really does. Because I think even if they had still had the exact same thing, but had even, like, you know, trainers or somebody there to, like, who are there more constantly and, like, giving them advice mm-hmm. and everything, I feel like that changes the vibe of the show, like, tremendously.
Or them just being able to have, like, because there's a difference, especially, because a lot of times when you get those behind-the-scenes moments that really endear you to a trainee,
mm-hmm.
is, like, when, like, they have a camera there and, like, on produce, like, there's no way they forget that there's a camera there.
Right.
There's a person holding a camera, and they're like, hey.
Always there.
Like, and you you remember that. This is similar to a Big Brother, where, like, I feel like, especially if you're locked in a queue by yourself, you're gonna forget there's a camera there.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens, like, a good 2 weeks into every Big Brother, and that's why they do stupid shit. And then the racism comes out. Yeah, that's when the racism comes out, and when they cheat on their boyfriend, and they're like, oh, I hope my boyfriend doesn't find out. I'm like, it's like, live. You're on live television. Like, the camera saw it. Yeah. There's cameras in your room, and you know that.
You know, you forgot fully aware of this.
You just forgot.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, this seemed more like a Big Brother, where, like, you're almost, like, peering into the lives of trainees.
Yeah.
As opposed to a full
Because you do get a lot contestant. More of the internal conflict between everybody in this show than you do in really any other survival show.
Oh, yeah, they show them having active disagreements. Yeah. And I'm like, are we sure we want
to... Right, I was like, are we sure we want to do this? Because it's, like, everybody. It's, like, it's not even, like, I think they're actively trying to edit people badly. It's, like, everyone at some point is in some type of an argument with somebody else. Like,
and they're not, like, vicious arguments. No one calls them the thing. It's just, like, disagreements you have with your coworkers. Like, yeah. Hey... Some of this is, like, I think that we should do it this way, da-da-da-da-da, and, like, there's disagreements that they have to work through.
Yeah.
Which is a very interesting way to do it, because it's honest in a different way than these other shows are. These other shows do put up a veneer, and, like, in these other shows, all of those would have been... I don't think anyone is being edited badly.
No.
Purposefully
edited badly. I don't think anyone is getting purposely edited badly, yeah.
And you know that it with the disagreements they have, Kaylee, you can very well see how they could have edited they some easily people could very have. Badly. Oh, yeah,
because a lot of them are not getting good edits anyway. Like, because I don't think Nikki has a great edit. I don't think Kay has a great edit.
I mean, weirdly, I come out of this loving Kay because I love his energy. Like, I can see why people wouldn't love his energy. Yeah. But, like, I love his energy. Mm-hmm. This very much like the I will... silently judge you.
Oh,
behind,
that
like,
kid who is the really snaky kid, like, he's not getting, like, I think that's his own fault, but, like, and that's, like,
Xion?
Yeah, and that's, like, why he doesn't get past the first round, but, like.
Yeah. He does not get, there's a bunch of people that don't get great edits, but in the same way that it's, like, they're just showing everything that happened.
Also, like, some of them in the some of the first half people are just invisible. Like, they're just not there.
They are.
Yeah.
It's very it's an interesting way to do this in that, like, all of the people that are in ground that stay in ground that never go to island do not get
you do not see them. Time. You do not see them ever. Like, and it's, like, no. I get it why the show is doing that, because, like, of, like, don't, because they're, like, why would we spend all this time with these people who are not gonna matter in the long run, but, like, also, when you only have 23 people to begin with, I feel like it would be easier for them to give at least everybody something.
Yeah, I'm gonna point something out. Of the 12 people that go into Island, the only person... that does not start out at least being put in the island big group is Hanbin. And in terms of the people that actually make the group,
mm-hmm.
in terms of people that actually make the group, the only one not automatically put in island is, I believe, just Sunu, because Sunu gets moved out.
Yeah.
Everyone else starts an island that you have to care. Like, the people that actually win the show start an island.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just an interesting... Except for Sunu, who has the arc of, I was there, I was forced out, and now I have to climb my way back in.
I also think Sunny, because I think he has the type of personality that very much endears him to, like,
The Korean public?
Just, yeah, the people watching anyway. Mm-hmm. So I think that helped him tremendously as well.
Oh, yeah. I think overall, all of them have... I think overall they made a very cohesive... Like, this would never be a group made on Produce, because Produce is all about big personalities.
Yeah.
But in terms of a sustainable
group... It's like, I think it was good that the producer intervention, I think, was honestly great, because they ended up with a group that, you know, makes cohesive sense together for, like, a long-term career as a group together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, in terms of, like... This is the kind of group that you would make on these type... This is the type of group that you would make on these type of shows, like a Win or a Mix and Match.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a... what was the twice 16. One called? 16. Yeah. 16. Even the Stray Kids show.
And Pentagon Maker.
And Pentagon Maker and Dancer Band. Even though Dancer Band was already a fully formed group.
What else did that? Vix, My Doll did that.
My Doll, No Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Those type of shows.
Yes.
As opposed to a... Boys 24, any of the Produces.
Under 19. All of these temporary group shows.
Even something like World Class. Like,
World Class has more Produce vibes than it does anything else, I think.
Yeah, it's lucky that they made a group that is cohesive, like, that can be...
But I also think some of the members in that group are not necessarily, like, the best fit or need to be there.
Yeah, that's the thing with World Class. Like, World Class was, like, it's a permanent group made in a temporary group style.
Yeah, which and, is, like
that, that's shaky.
Yeah.
I that love was, like, TO1.
Risky territory, yeah.
I love TO1, but it is a very uneven group.
Yes, yes.
So, that was Island, Kayla.
Mm-hmm. That was Island.
Do you regret not having done it? I regret having done it, so I don't...
Yeah, I have no regrets having watched it just, like, a year after it airs. I feel like that was the ideal... Regrets. I feel like watching it a year after it airs was the ideal way to watch it, honestly.
I watched the most depressing one as it aired, this is why...
I think this is the most depressing survival show I've ever seen.
Well, now do you understand why Enhypen are, like... I've also just, you know, I adopted TXT as my children.
Yes, yes.
How I've also adopted Enhypen as, like, these are my sad children.
It makes sense, you know.
Like, I am, they like, went they through better a lot.
They
be
went
happy.
Through a lot here.
I went through a lot here. They went through a lot. I went through a lot. I learned more about Bang PD and this. I'm like, damn, Bang PD.
Oh, yeah.
You're harsh.
He is.
Zico's harsh. Rain is useless.
Rain is so all useless.
I want to just, before we end this, just point out all of the big hit producers.
Because
This was still when it was big hit. This is before High.
Yes, yes.
Whenever they did, this especially dawned on me during the BTS round, which was all of them. But, like, these are the big hit producers. They produced BTS's songs.
Yes.
Especially when they had to cover I Need You.
Yeah.
They were... so critical of them covering I Need You, which is also, I think, why the I Need You team lost so pretty badly, because, like, you have to think about what I Need You is to BTS's career.
Yeah, and then they're like, you can't just be doing anything less than perfect with this song. Like, you have to be absolutely perfect, or else it's, like, a disgrace, because they, like, that song is, like, their child.
Yeah, that is the song. I'm just like, oh, they are so... Because, like, Fake Love and DNA, both big parts of BTS career, but that's, like, post the big BTS revolution.
Yeah, that was really, like, I Need You wasn't even the big blow, but that's, like, when it started. Like, that's sort of...
I Need You was the turning point. I Need You was, like, the first music show win. I Need You was really when they were like, oh, shit, we have a group here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is bad for them.
It's
like,
really bad.
Because the other thing is, like, anything that they would like to change, they can't.
Yeah.
It's, with any of the BTS songs, anything, any flair they want to give it, they can't. Because, again, it's perfect. It's, you're performing the producer songs from their, like, children to the producer of the song. Of course he's going to think that his version is better.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's like, no, you can't do that.
You can't ruin my song like this.
Do not ruin my song like this. It's a proven hit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe that's why... none of them. Maybe that's why no one on fucking Produce is a producer.
Maybe.
Maybe that's what we've learned. It's like, don't be a producer and a judge.
Yeah, that's like a conflict of interest.
Don't produce the songs that they are.
Well, you know what? I guess they do because they have the producers, the people who do the original songs come in and do it. But that's like different because that they're original songs and they're like
their original songs
kind of directing this. What they want to happen with it. Yes. So yeah,
and also like it's not their child that made their career that brought this company up from starting in someone's garage. Yep. It's like no, they built this cube.
Yep.
This song built this cube. Damn it. It's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I also want to point out, I like, if you look at the, like, before we end, Kayla, you've seen the fucking songs that they did for their auditions, right?
I or did.
Their entry songs.
Yes, yes.
What a collection of things.
It was a very bizarre collection of songs. Like, it was really just, like, all over
it's
the place.
It's so much SM.
Yeah.
They, like, it's very funny to see. Just,
it's
like,
so
I'm
much
sorry.
SM. There's so much SM.
The other thing with it is just, like, looking at who had to, like, be, like, Jay and Sunghoon, who I forgot auditioned together.
Yeah.
Doing Seventh Sense by NCT U.
Yep. And then we have, the like, three of them just jopping for some reason.
There's jopping. That includes Nikki. Nikki did jopping.
And then
you have Chained Up by Vix.
We get Jay Park, so All I Want to Do by Jay Park.
Done by three people.
Yeah.
Then you have K doing Danger.
Yep. It's
and
just
also
what a collection
Boss
of songs.
I like that All I Want to Do is done by three people, but Boss by NZTU is done by one
Only
person.
Only by Heesung, yeah.
Only by Heesung?
Yep.
And then Crown, which is the cute one. And
yes,
I'm like,
yes.
Damn.
Yep.
Taki did EXO's
Monster,
which I forgot. Then we did a Monster X song. We had Zico's Any song, which is a weird thing to audition
that
with.
Is a weird one. Especially for, like, multiple people, too. It's like...
Yeah, Daniel and EJ did that, which was honestly one of my favorites. I fell in love with both of them with that. It actually was very cute,
mm-hmm.
but, like, I don't... Who gave
but
you
why?
These songs?
I was like, why are these
also,
the songs?
Also, again, I want to know how the fuck... Because on Produce, it makes sense who you audition with because you're auditioning with your company.
Right, right.
This has a similar vibe to
like
Produce Japan Season 1.
Just like arbitrarily
like,
groups
this
arbitrary?
Of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are the connections? But even on Produce Japan, they gave somewhat of a...
Mm-hmm.
We had abs group for a reason.
Right.
Like, this is
very
just
like
arbitrary.
Let's just like put... Three people together, or three or two people together, and then here's a song to cover.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Mm-hmm. It's very bizarre.
Alright, I think now we're done.
We're done with Island.
We've done the full Island retrospective. I think my big takeaway from here is that, to be honest, I regret watching the show.
I told you.
While it aired.
I did tell you multiple times to not podcast it, at least, when you were watching
it.
It was really Dan, I think, was the problem here.
Dan dragged me in here, and I'm like, fine, I'll do it.
Because
and then he got hit by a truck, and I had to edit the episodes.
Because
he did, he was like, I'll edit them, and I'm like, okay, sure, if you'll edit them, I'll be there.
And then he got hit by
a truck.
Then
he got hit by a truck, and then we had to keep going, and I had to edit most of them, and I'm like, fuck.
Because I will say that you did at least say that I will watch Island, but I won't podcast about Island, and that was the original plan, and then Dan was like, no, let's podcast it.
And now I have podcasted every show that we've watched on this podcast.
Yep. Yep, yep.
If they do a female island, I'm not watching it as it airs.
No.
If they do another male island, I might out of more... No.
I feel like you will. I feel like you're telling yourself you won't, but I think you probably will watch it
while
Fine, it
but
airs.
I will not podcast any more of this nonsense because those are
too much.
Because
now that we had such a bad experience with it the first time, it's like now you've learned from your mistakes.
And then I feel like I'm just gonna, like, you know, jinx Dan to get hit by a truck again.
Oh, yes. True, true.
So... That's been the episode.
That's been...
Don't watch this show.
Island, I mean, if you want to watch it now...
Again, if you want to watch it in retrospect, yes.
Don't watch survival
shows
while they air. That's a mistake that I have made in the past, and I don't do it anymore for a good reason. Except, well, I don't...
And that is a and that is a mistake Kayla warned me about.
Yes.
And I'm now passing the warning on to others, even though... from my experience, the warning will do nothing and you'll still do it.
I will say I don't count Kingdom series shows because those don't
Those have zero
matter.
Stakes.
Like, they don't matter at all in the grand scheme of anything.
They literally have so little
stakes. The stakes are so low.
That it does not matter, and you can just watch those whenever you want. Like, yeah. Those are mostly for entertainment purposes. And it does not matter.
I'm in Kingdom mainly for performances, so.
Oh, yeah, that's the only thing I care about. I watch, survival shows are for the behind-the-scenes bullshit.
Yes.
Kingdom is entirely Kingdom for the performances. Kingdom is only performances.
I couldn't care less about all the bullshit scripted planning that they do in the middle. Like,
do not give me another episode of them trying to do fucking hurdles.
Oh,
hurdles?
I hated that. No. But I don't know what it was. They were just jumping over a thing. I don't fucking know. I don't care. It was dumb.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that has been our Island retrospective. I think that's like the third time we've said that now, but here is officially the end of the episode. So if you're listening to us on YouTube, we are also available on all major podcasting platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts and all those things. And if you're listening to us there, we also have a YouTube channel where we post all of our episodes along with fun extra clip videos once a week. And we also have a Twitter and an Instagram account at KneeSlappingKpop, and those are linked in the description of every episode. And with that, we will see you guys next week. Bye!
Alright, bye!